You are listening to the Authentic Hot Wife podcast, where I, a relatively green Australian hot wife in her early 30s, shares my stories, experiences, and reflections of exploring the hot wife lifestyle with my loving partner. This is a podcast about the successes, lessons, and pitfalls of experimenting with consensual, ethical, sexual non-monogamy. This is an adult-only, 18-plus podcast and contains explicit content. Please listen at your own discretion. Hello and welcome to episode 14 of the Authentic Hot Wife podcast. I'm very happy to be talking to you again today, and today I will be talking about our rules. So quite a few people have asked about our rules, because I've mentioned before we have 34 rules, and I actually didn't read over the rules before recording today. I sort of thought it'd be good to see them with fresh eyes and understand where they all came from and whether they're still relevant or not. So I believe that a lot of these rules basically came from my interactions with the devil. So that's the chap I talk about in episode 3. If you haven't listened to that episode, essentially, hubby met a guy online. He quite forcefully made his way into our lives. And he was like a dom. He was someone who seemed really experienced, and my interactions with him caused us to really question how we were going about things. Yeah, but a lot of these came out of, like, we went just after all that stuff happened with the devil, you know, and becoming way too emotionally intimate with him, at that time navigating what our dynamic was, what felt right for both of us. You know, there was, you know, and the devil would push our boundaries a lot. Like, he would ask all sorts of taboo, crazy things. And it did give us an opportunity to go, like, do we like that? Like, what would we do in that situation? So bless his cotton socks. He actually helped us a lot to clarify what we were into and what we weren't into, even though it was not actually his intention, I don't think, to do that. So I'm just going to go straight into it. So even at a glance, like, these are our rules and boundaries, but I would consider them also guidelines. Like, the rules are rules, but they're also just like mantras in a way, or concepts, principles, I would say, maybe principles to abide by in our play. So let me start with the very first one. So number one pretty much outlines our dynamic: no humiliation or cuckolding hubby. He is my equal partner in life and my alpha in our hot wife play. I saw some feedback about our podcast. I don't think the person writing it thought that we would see it, but they said something like, you know, oh, I tried listening to episode 1 and I just wasn't clear about their dynamic. You know, I think it's confusing for people, maybe particularly couples that are more into cuckolding, to understand our setup. And maybe, like, just because, like, we, like, us using the word alpha in hot wife play, like, it's not a common thing, but that's what felt right for us. This is how it feels good for us to describe our dynamic. Number 2 is, I respect hubby and enforce that others respect him too. Otherwise they cannot play with us. Number 3, my body is sacred. My body is mine. I am allowed to say no or change my mind at any time respectfully. That little mantra, my body is sacred, my body is mine. It's something I used to say to myself, like, daily. I kind of grew up having kind of poor boundaries around my body. And I had to learn in adulthood exactly that my body is mine. I am allowed to say no or yes to what happens to it. And I needed to include that in this list of guidelines. So the next one is no sourcing my own partners, and no one other than hubby can source partners for me. So this one came from now what episode was that? Maybe episode 2 was it? So it was the guy that I met in the acting workshop. I found him myself. I felt attracted to him in the acting workshop, and then I put like so hubby never met the guy. And then I met with him alone and had sex with him solo. Like hubby did not respond well to that. It was like we gave it a go. And so now he likes having control over sourcing partners. That's why he runs our Red Hot Pie account. And that's completely fine. It took me a little while to get my head around that, but I'm used to it now. Number 5 is I can decline anyone who I am not vibing with. I think some of these principles I put in for myself as well. Like it's a note to myself, even if hubby might like someone, would like me to hook up with somebody. Like, of course, I can decline anyone I'm not vibing with, but I had to write it down to be really clear about it for myself that it's okay for me to say no to people. Number 6 is we respectfully debrief and stay open-minded during all parts of the process. I can't remember. I think this is probably came out of the time with the devil, and it's where we weren't debriefing properly. We were attacking each other or questioning each other's motives about things, or just not giving each other the benefit of the doubt. We weren't communicating properly, and so the aftermath when things went really, went pear-shaped or didn't feel right. Yeah, this was a very important addition to our guidelines because it's a reminder that this is a process and we have to stay respectful. We have to stay open-minded during it. We can't start, buying into our insecurities and creating conflict when it's such a delicate kind of play that you do need to be on each other's side, against the issue and not against each other if anything feels too raw. Number 7, we remain faithful to one another. Pretty self-explanatory, but sometimes you just need to have it in writing. That's something we agree on about this. Number 8, so no one comes in me or entertains this idea. So I think Alex Eddie Jones on the subreddit made a comment like, or asked the question, so like, is he allowed to come in me if he's wearing a condom? And so this is a little, well, personal, but there's not much about this podcast that's not personal. Hubby and I don't take the pill. I don't like taking the pill. I haven't taken the pill for years and years and years. It's just not a good fit for my body. And so we use the withdrawal method. Hubby just doesn't like the idea of anyone being able to come inside me, whether he's wearing a condom or not. And I kind of get it. So, we're reserving that for just hubby only, but there's plenty of other places that people can come. So, number 9 is only no condoms when we feel we can trust the person. So we haven't done like bareback play with anybody. We haven't had that many encounters, but if we were to do it, we would just need to trust them, maybe have met with them a couple times. You trust them if they were to get a sexual health check and all of that. Number 10 is I am allowed to experiment with men who intrigue me and excite me. This is part of the fun for me. So something weird that was happening, like maybe a couple years ago, something that was frustrating as part of this process was that if I found a guy too intriguing or exciting, then hubby didn't want me to, you know, he was like, oh, I'm a bit put off by like how much you like that guy. I don't know if those were his exact words, but it was kind of like he wanted me to like the guy enough, but not too much. And so I added this in and I said to him, like, are you crazy? You can't be like, I want you to do this particular kind of play, but then not allow me to explore it with people who genuinely intrigue me or excite me. It just doesn't make sense. So that's why I added that in. And, you know, I added in the line, this is part of the fun for me, because it's not about, he's comfortable with it now, but this is when, you know, a lot of this was created before we had this first encounter, you know, from episode 4, with the Italian stallion. So we didn't know what was ahead of us. So a lot of you, we've got 34 rules here that were created not knowing what the future would hold if we took the plunge of, you know, me playing with someone in front of him. So that's why they're so specific, a lot of them. Number 11 is, I want to be able to be reclaimed and feel safe afterwards, even if the encounter is online. So that came from having very intimate, descriptive, almost real feeling encounters with the devil online. He was just so good at like the mind play. It was unbelievable. And then, you know, like the online sex that we were having was just so off the, like, I don't understand how it was that good. I just don't understand. But he was so good at stimulating me mentally. And then I, in turn, would be like stimulating myself physically. It was difficult to explain to hubby how real those encounters felt for me, you know, to the point that I would need him to reclaim me afterwards, which he was sort of unwilling to do. But then he did do, and our reclaiming was just ridiculously hot. It was insane. So, you know, if you're a couple that's exploring Hot Wife and you're doing everything online at the moment, like, I just want to validate you. If you are feeling like, you know, why does the online stuff feel so real and raw as well? It just does. It just does. Sometimes it does. So, you know, I think it's important to still do reclaiming, even if an encounter is online. Number 12, hubby must practice trust and challenge his fears. The authentic hot wife must learn to let go more. So, when I wrote these out initially, I also obviously had our names in them. I've just changed them a little bit for the purpose of recording them and sharing them with listeners. You know, again, this is a guideline referencing where some of our challenges and hurdles have come from. I felt where some of hubby's resistances were coming from, you know, where some of the conflict was coming from, was that he just wasn't trusting and he was buying into his fears too much about what could go wrong or what the reality of a situation was. And for me, I was having difficulty letting go, letting him have more control. I think when I reference letting go, it is that like I would have trouble letting hubby own so much more of the process. And so that's just a reference point for us to look back at that. So if anything's going wrong, like we might look back at these rules and then I might go, oh yeah, I am being a bit controlling again. You know, I'm not letting go enough right now. All right. Number 13, we pay for everything to retain control. Just recently, somebody online offered to pay for half of the hotel. And, hubby was like, yeah, damn right, let him pay. And I was like, no, it's in our rules. We pay for everything to retain control. You know, these might change over time. I just feel more comfortable with that. I feel more like it's us creating an experience and then they come and be a part of it. And I just wouldn't want them to have any financial hand in it. Number 14, the authentic hot wife is allowed to experiment with doing things that we haven't done. I believe this will enhance our sex life as it will expose us to new experiences within reason. No super hardcore stuff, no anal, no yucky stuff, no fisting, no BYO toys, only our own toys unless they have permission from hubby. So, I mean, what is super hardcore stuff? I don't know. What is yucky stuff? I mean, that for me would be like, I don't like being spat. I don't like anyone spitting in my mouth. I'm not into that. So anything that gets like a, if they suggest it and then I go, ooh, that to me would be yucky stuff. Yeah, it's hard to define what those parameters are, but I think just even having it written down, I'm a verbal person. I'm a visual person. I like it, it's written there. It's a rule now. So we can follow that. I can point to that and go, well, here it says, you know, within reason, we can do X, Y, Z, but oh, we both agreed we wouldn't do blah. So I just feel more comfortable having these things written down. Number 15, communication is key. If we have good communication, we can weather any challenges and feel confident in each other. Again, it's just another guideline. Number 16, hubby is allowed to say if he is truly uncomfortable about another guy and doesn't want the authentic hot wife to continue any further interactions. We keep strong boundaries around us to protect us and our future. The authentic hot wife is not allowed to get upset. She must accept hubby's choice. This was definitely a direct result of the encounter with the devil. Hubby was uncomfortable about him at certain points, and I would kick back and I'd be like, oh, but he's teaching me so much. And we developed this word at this time, airtight. Like it's like a reference point for us. It's like, are we feeling airtight or are we not? And that was a good word for me to use, because there would be points with the devil in his, you know, coming and goings where I would say to hubby, okay, I get it. It's not airtight. And so this was another aspect of me learning to let go. I would have trouble accepting if hubby didn't like somebody and that I wouldn't be allowed to talk to them anymore. Number 17, I will experience heightened desires after an encounter, even if it's just online. Please don't confuse this for obsession or taking attention from you. It's just an excited hormonal response to sex with someone else, and the feelings should ease within 1 to 2 weeks. Please don't shame me for this or give into excessive fear about it. It's just what a woman's body does. It's part of the experience. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. You know, hubby didn't really understand that after something would happen, I would have these kind of heightened feelings. I would crave some sort of validation, or I would just have like some confused emotions after being intimate with somebody. And that's why I just wrote it down. Like, and I would just tell him, like, I am not going to care about this person in like a week or two, like 2 weeks max. If I don't hear from this person, they will be like a non-event. But right now, my body is just feeling things. And so, I think he would buy into perhaps like fearful thoughts about it. And so I would have to tell him, like, please don't bring that fear into it. Don't make it more than what it is. It's just my body doing what my body does. I don't know what the function is for. I'm sure it's got something to do with reproduction, but yeah, just don't overthink it. Number 18, if having sex without condoms regularly, the authentic hot wife must get regular STI checks or sexually transmitted disease or infection checks. Number 19, no married or attached cheating guys. We're like a single guys only thing. I think we were just both on the same page about that. We just both didn't feel good. There wasn't the appeal for us. I do understand that, like, guys who are attached are a little bit more, they have their benefits. It's just not for us. Number 20, dominant and submissive play is okay, but as long as it only happens in the context of the encounter and under no circumstances should it extend into our everyday lives. So this rule came from basically the devil wanting to do dominant things with me outside of like a sexual encounter. Like he would test the waters and be like, oh, would you get a nipple ring if I told you to? Or he would test the waters around whether I would do certain things for him on a day-to-day basis. And I was, it was just a no. 21, no giving out our address. In a particularly feverish night, with the devil, he did ask for my address, our address. And I messaged hubby and straight away he was like, are you insane? No, this is a no. Cut this off right away. This is crazy. Very wisely. So we've just decided we heard, I think it was Latina Hot Wife, kind of talked about how she had some creepers like driving past her house and stuff like that. So, you know, I've said it plenty of times before. We've got this like wholesome life thing going on and I just don't want that disrupted. Like our neighbors are pretty, I don't know. We're all a little aware of each other. We all keep an eye on each other and I just don't want, I don't want our home life interfered with by our hot wife play. Number 22, online interactions must be on Kick only, no social media or phone numbers. We've been pretty successful with this so far. There was one guy we downloaded Snapchat for and he flaked and then came back 4 days later. And it was just, hubby was just like, I cannot believe we downloaded a different app for this guy. And basically from that point, it's just been like, you know, again, discretion, anonymity is so important, like as anonymous as we can be with our interactions. So yeah, we do everything on Kick. We do not give out phone numbers. We don't use social media for our hot wife play. Number 23, photos I send must be verified by hubby first. There are a couple photos that he, it would prefers me not to send. And anyway, there's certain photos I don't really like to send, like some that are just way too intimate. He does verify the photos. If there's any I'm unsure about, I will, check with him first. I think it's just part of the communication piece where it's not about anyone being controlling. It's about like negotiating and being on the same page about things to minimize any potential conflict. And ultimately, like the way I see it is it's us. Like hot wife is an us thing. If it doesn't feel good for one person, we shouldn't be doing it. So number 24, during in-person interactions, photos or videos must be taken from my phone. So, yeah, we don't want we don't want photos and videos on anybody else's devices. We actually haven't done that yet. Like, it's a potential thing we're talking about for the next encounter. But yeah, like, I suppose, I know there will probably come a point where I'll have questions for more experienced people around how they navigate the whole photos and videos thing, how strict they are about it. Yeah, but that's our policy at the moment. Number 25, no social gatherings or friendship with the other guy. So it's strictly sexual or casual chat for the purpose of getting to know someone, no emotional over-involvement. Total reference to the devil. Like, I definitely got emotionally over involved, and I'm just trying to think if there was anyone else who kind of tested us like this. But yeah, like, hubby was very clear about this. Like, he doesn't want me like hanging out or having any friendships. And I think it's because I developed what I called a friendship with the devil. But I'm totally off that. Like, I'm very boundaried. I do like chat and banter. I do like getting to know people, but it's not at all for the purpose of developing any chemistry beyond what's necessary for an enjoyable experience, like sexual experience with that person. Number 26, no sleepovers. I think some of this was designed with the idea that potentially I would go solo. But yeah, like, no sleepovers. Like, say if I was doing like a solo meet while hubby was at work, I could potentially stay over somebody's house, or somebody could stay, you know, wherever we're meeting. But yeah, like, we're not doing that at the moment. But I think it's an important, yeah, I think it's good that we wrote some of these things down, even if we don't end up in situations where we would need to use the rule. I just like that we've negotiated so many angles of the play. Number 27, the authentic hot wife is allowed to make sure she is ending things respectfully with people, no ghosting, etc. I've become a little looser about that. I think there's so many time wasters online that I feel less apologetic about ghosting certain people if I just feel like they're just dragging something out, or they're never actually intending to meet. Or if they're just kind of being a jerk. There's a couple guys that I have, I don't know, I used to be like super, super like conscious of making sure that everything I did was like ethical and above board, and, you know, that I was being kind to people, but I'm just less bothered by that. As I said in the last episode, like, this is a fickle game. As much as I like to go deeply into things and make them as meaningful as possible and, you know, be mindful of the human element of all of this, I mean, sometimes you just can't waste your time with people who are wasting your time. So number 28, the authentic hot wife must end any interaction if it's becoming too emotionally intimate. Yeah, that is an important one. I still very much agree with that. Number 29, no swallowing. I don't know why we have that rule. I think it's because I haven't done a lot of swallowing with hubby, and he's like, well, if you're not doing it with me, I do not want you doing it with anyone else at this stage. But I think he will probably become more flexible with that, the more practiced I become with that. Number 30, no facials. In saying that, I think that I did get given a facial on the first encounter. I think he okayed it in the moment. Number 31, no dangerous or deadly play like asphyxiation. I can never say that word right. Asphyxiation. Number 32, no drugs or alcohol. I mean, we do let, like, the last couple of times the guys had a beer here and there. So I think it's just like no excessive use of alcohol, and definitely no drugs. Number 33, no outdoors, parks, bushes, etc. I mean, we did talk about like an outdoorsy kind of meat. But I suppose I think the devil suggested something like that at some stage. So that's why it's in there. And number 34, are you ready for it? This is the very last one. So the final rule is number 34, the devil is never allowed back into our lives. So quite specific. Probably might not apply to anybody else, but yes, I think it's a very wise decision. He served his purpose. He gave us a lot of wonderful things to reflect on and really helped us refine where we were going with this whole hot wife thing. But yeah, that ran its course and it's never allowed to happen again. So I hope that didn't feel too rushed. My intention was that this would be kind of a mini episode, but even going as quickly as I did, it still took half an hour. So I will post the rules in the subreddit, the Authentic Hot Wife subreddit, and the link to that will be in the episode notes. So, if you're somebody who wants to be able to chat to other listeners or have, to be able to read other things that people are talking about that or I'm talking about, I do respond to things on the subreddit here and there. Life has gotten a little crazy, but I get so much. Just recording these last two episodes, I really do get so much stimulation and just juice, just really good thought juice from that about Hot Wife, and navigating this journey, even when it comes from people who are less experienced than us when they ask questions. I'm like, damn, like sometimes I'm like, that is such a good question. I wish I had a better answer for that. Yeah, so I will be posting that on the subreddit. Thank you so much for listening. I hope, our rules help you in forming your rules or, some of the more experienced couples commented on a post in the subreddits, that was talking about the rules. Some more experienced people were like, we don't really like use our rules. And I'm inclined to say we're kind of, it's not like we reference the rules all the time. I think it was important that we created them. I think it's like you set up your principles, you set up your ideas for how you want to move forward together, what's important to you, what's not important to you, and you continually negotiate those things, and it does become like second nature. And I think once you've taken the leap, like you realize like so many other things probably that you've been concerned about, are like so tiny in retrospect. It's like, oh, I don't know why we were so stressed about that. And there are so like there are other problems that crop up that need more of your attention that you wouldn't have anticipated. So yes, I'm glad to have finally made this episode. It was really good to go over those rules again and kind of think about why we made them in the first place. They are pretty second nature to us right now. They are obvious things when I read them, but they weren't so obvious when we made them. We were unclear about a lot of different things. So yes, I will post, like the episode discussion in the subreddit, and I look forward to hearing from you. And I hope that you are having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day wherever you are. And I will talk to you very soon. Bye.